Hello again, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. What have you been focusing on? Well, if you're a medical sales professional, obviously there are many components to your job. You have to take care of your customers, you have to make sure that they're providing for their patients, you have a lot of different administrative tasks for your company, but what do you stay focused on? I'm going to make this very, very easy for you. The most successful people that you meet in medical sales, the people who are hitting and blowing their quota out of the water every single quarter, are focused on one thing every day and one thing only. Do you know what it is? They are focused on sales. Getting in front of the customer and having a conversation to get that customer to try, buy, or consider their products and services every day. Now, it seems pretty obvious, doesn't it? If you're a salesperson, you get paid to sell, you want to earn commissions, you want to grow the company's business. But here's one of the funny things that happens in this industry. As a medical sales professional, you wear many different hats. You are the customer service representative for your customers. You are the inventory guy, perhaps. You are the one who checks and makes sure that the orders get delivered. But you are also the person who has to go and show them new products and persuade them that your products can help them and benefit their patients. Now, out of all of those things, which ones do you think are more likely to happen if everything is left to itself? Think about it. Customer service issues will always be taken care of, or at least they should be. Your customers will remind you. They will tell you when they need you. They will tell you when they have a problem. So customer service issues are always high on your radar screen. They always get done. What about the administrative paperwork that you have to do for your company? Well, my experience has been that when the paperwork is due, your company is going to let you know that the paperwork is due, and they will usually find ways of applying pressure to make sure that you get it done. So again, the administrative paperwork gets done. Now, the last pressure is the pressure to grow your territory, sales, producing new business, expanding your existing business. And unfortunately, sometimes this takes a back seat until you really start to feel the pressure of hitting quota or paying your rent. Here's the thing. If you focus on selling all the time, make that your number one focus, the other things will take care of themselves. An analogy to this is something that a good friend and a physician, Jeff Penner, told me many, many years ago. He said, "Mace, you always have to plan the fun stuff in life. You always have to plan the fun stuff, the vacations, going out to dinner with friends. You have to plan those things because those things don't take care of themselves. Yeah, we want to do them. How many times has the weekend rolled around and you wake up Saturday morning and you look at your significant other or you call your best friend and you say, 'Hey, what do you want to do this weekend?' And that's because you didn't plan what you were going to do. It became a secondary priority. You see, the things that need to get done, such as paying the mortgage, paying the bills, going to the doctor, getting your car serviced, those things get done because there's usually a pretty high penalty if they don't get done. Well, in the sales world, in your territory, you generally don't feel the pressure of having to make the sale till the end of the month rolls around, the end of the quarter rolls around, or your sales manager is saying, "Hey, Tommy, you're not hitting the numbers we talked about. You're on probation. In fact, you're on double probation." So how do you maintain a focus on sales? Challenge yourself to have a minimum number of sales conversations each day, no matter what. How do you do this when you're involved in all of your customer service activities? Simple. Just discuss new products, new opportunities, ways for your customers to incorporate new products, new services that they're not using now into the relationship that you have with them. Get in the habit of either having a conversation about a product or service or creating the opportunities to sit down with your customers to discuss your products and services in the future. But every day, set 5 as a minimum, 10 as a minimum, conversations that you're going to have that will lead to new sales opportunities. You see, you are a professional and you are helping doctors and other healthcare professionals to take care of their patients. And in the course of doing that, it's very easy to get pulled off track away from your number one job function, which is what? It is to sell. Your job is to sell more products, to bring in new business, and to expand your business. And that's not only going to benefit your company, it's also going to benefit you with higher commissions, and ultimately, it will benefit your customers and their patients because you will be getting more of your products and services into the hands of people who can use them to make a difference in the world. Thank you for joining me on the Medical Sales Guru podcast this week. And I have noticed that while the summertime is normally a time when many companies slow down in their training activities, this has not been the case in my business. I am being booked by more companies than ever before. I suppose it's because companies are feeling the crunch of the economy, but also because they're recognizing the value of driving their salespeople to the next level. If there's any way that you would like to discuss with me how I can help you and help your companies reach that next level to improve your sales performance, and trust me, I don't care how long you've been working in this industry, I don't care how long you've been selling, resharpening the axe, rehoning all of those skills can make a huge, huge difference. And we always find ways of getting your sales force to collaborate to find new ways that they can take business from the competition and be successful. So if this is something you'd like to talk to me about, give me a call at 561-333-8080. Again, 561-333-8080. One more time, 561-333-8080. You can also visit my website at www.medicalsalestraining.com. And remember that whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.